to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Well, when we last left Antiochus Epiphanes, the evil Seleucid general who ruled over Israel, he had been embarrassed by the Romans and the Egyptians and was coming back angry. This man was thought of himself. The word Epiphanes means the great one.
The exalted one. Now, the Jewish people in Israel had a nickname for him, which meant the crazy man.
Because he was
a little bonkers.
Well, when he gets back to Jerusalem, well, the first thing is that, again, some of the extra-biblical writings suggest that there was a false rumor that came back from Egypt that Antiochus had been killed. And that gave fuel to the stalwart Orthodox Jews to try to take back the country away from the Hellenizers and the Greek thought.
Yeah, Hellenizers just means secular humanistic thinking, ways of acting, and that had pervaded the culture, replacing to a large extent the biblical worldview with a Greek or humanistic worldview.
Okay, so not only was there then a revolt against this Hellenism in Jerusalem, but the people were rejoicing. Antiochus is dead. Our oppressor is dead. And he shows up.
Yeah, and that what didn't make the guy very happy. So, in fact, he became furious.
Yeah, and he really did some pretty horrible things. I mean, he started by literally outlawing Judaism. Now, picture this, friends. In Jerusalem, in Israel, the land of the children of Israel that God ordained, he outlawed the Sabbath. He outlawed circumcision. He desecrated the Holy Temple.
He did. I mean, outlawing the Sabbath, which is one of the signs of the covenant, but certainly circumcision was the sign of the covenant given to Abraham. And then not only did he desecrate the temple, Jeff, but in the worst possible way by slaughtering an unclean, unkosher animal, in this case a pig, on the altar that was dedicated to the Most High God.
Now, for those of you who say, well, those kosher laws, they're not for me anyway, you have to understand that this is a nation that lived by those laws. And this was truly heretical, to take an unclean animal and slay it on the altar of God. Think about that for a minute, on the altar of God. But then he went even one step farther than that.
Oh, my, he erects a statue of Zeus right in the temple.
And in the Holy of Holies.
In the Holy of Holies. And rumor is the statue of Zeus looked a lot like him.
Which may well be. But think about this again, friends. This is going to the Holy of Holies, the holiest place on the face of the earth.
Which you're not allowed to go in, except once a year if you're the high priest.
And
he
then with
marches
blood.
Right in and puts up a statue to a pagan god.
An idol. The essence of abomination. In fact, when we look back in the book of Daniel and he referred to the abomination of desolation, many believe this is exactly what to which he was referring.
It was certainly an abomination.
Right. Now think about it. The holiest place on the face of the earth, the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, the significance of that place. You know, the holiest place is wherever God is, and he's everywhere. But what we're saying is that that temple reflected the holiness of God. And here comes this pagan general, not only physically trashing the place, but spiritually desecration of the highest order. This was the worst. Well, then he had his generals go out into the countryside and force the slaying of unclean animals on the altars around the country.
And with that, Jeff, it was people were then saying by participating in that sacrifice that they were giving allegiance to these false gods.
Okay, and then it happened that there was a man, and we believe his legendary name is Mattathias Maccabee. We're not sure about the actual name itself, but that's the name that is used. And he rose up, an elderly man, and with a sword, killed the general and the priest who was sacrificing a pig in his town.
And that started the revolt. Wasn't the best thing to do militarily, if you were thinking logically, but we'll talk about how that revolt continued in the shows ahead.
Hallelujah. Friends, at Messianic Minutes, we're celebrating 20 years. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. Send us a contribution through our website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. B'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
The God of Jacob.